The province's affordable housing program will fund the construction of 4,900 new mixed-income rental units in 42 communities across the province, the BCNDP government announced at a media conference November 13. Each of the new rental buildings created under the program will include a mix of homes for varying income levels. This will include deeply subsidized rentals for seniors and those on fixed incomes, affordable rentals for low to moderate income workers such as those in the service industries, and affordable rentals for middle income earners such as nurses, first responders, and teachers. The 4,900 homes will be built under the provincial government's $1.9 billion Community Housing Fund, which aims to build a total of 14,000 affordable rental homes over 10 years. This in turn is part of the province's 10-year commitment to build 114,000 affordable homes for British Columbians, which also includes social housing, supportive housing, shelter homes, student housing, and owner purchase units. This initial set of affordable rental projects, which has already gone through a request for proposals process, will be built by nonprofit housing and co-ops over the next 2 to 3 years, according to the province. The 4,900 homes will cost the province around $492 million of its $1.9 billion fund. Victoria will get 588 of those homes in 5 projects. $15.5 million to Capital Region Housing Corporation, 155 homes for individuals, families, seniors, and people with disabilities. $15.7 million to Cool Aid Society, 157 homes for families and seniors. $19 million to Pacifica Housing, 130 homes for Indigenous people, seniors, and women and children fleeing violence. $8.8 million to Pacifica Housing, 88 homes for individuals, families, and seniors. And $5.8 million to the Gorge View Society, 58 homes for families and seniors. Another 15 projects will be spread among Vancouver Island and Gulf Island communities. A full list of the first set of approved affordable housing projects across BC can be found here. Selena Robinson, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, said, "People and businesses are struggling under the weight of the housing crisis in BC through the Community Housing Fund. We are building housing so that growing families, aging seniors, and low to moderate income individuals can afford homes in the communities they live and work in. These new homes will have life-changing impacts for people and communities right across the province."